Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's right. Eric Clapton barely survived the Pfizer shot. The Pfizer CEO says you better shut your mouth or he'll sick the CIA and FBI on you. Freedom came my way one day. For what, I don't know. Bill Gates wants to kill us.
Every time that I plant a seed
comes. Kill it before it grows. Yeah, I shot the sheriff. But I didn't shoot the deputy. And I'm guilty. I will pay. All right, let's get back to these clips. Let's play Rittenhouse. We got the judge chewing him out. But here's Kyle starting to break down in tears on the stand as he recounts being cornered by Kaminsky and Rosenbaum. Here it is.
And I stepped towards the Duramax, and as I'm stepping forward, I believe his name is now Joshua Zeminski. He steps towards me with a pistol in his hand, and as I'm walking towards to put out the fire, I drop the fire extinguisher and I take a step back.
Okay. When you step back from Mr. Zeminski, what's your plan?
My plan is to get out of that situation and go back north down Sheridan Road to where the car store slot number 2 was.
And did you get back? Were you able to go in a northerly direction?
I wasn't.
Describe what happened.
Once I take that step back, I look over my shoulder and Mr. Rosenbaum was now running from my right side, and I was cornered from in front of me with Mr. Zeminski, and there were
being stopped by a pedophile.
People right there.
Take a deep breath, pal.
That's what I...
Prosecutors are mad a pedophile got killed. Make no mistake. That's their God. Boy rapers are who they worship.
We're going to just take time for our break anyway. You can just relax for a minute, sir.
They killed it. He killed a high priest.
We're going to take a break about 10 minutes, and please don't talk about...
If he killed a boy raper, that's not allowed.
So you see the emotional breakdown there of 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse on trial for shooting 3 people. 2 of them died during protests after a police shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin. It was August 25th, 2020, and we have...
All right, let's go back to the clip. We got up to clip 3. Here's the judge in the Rittenhouse trial is not happy with the prosecution, with the George Soros rat pack. Here it is.
Provoke a mistrial on this matter. He knows he can't go into this, and he's asking the questions. I ask the court to strongly admonish him, and the next time it happens, I'll be asking for a mistrial with prejudice. He's an experienced attorney, and he knows better.
Mr. Finger?
First of all, Your Honor, this was the subject of a motion. I'm well aware of that, and the court left the door open.
This... For me, not for you.
My understanding of...
You should have come and asked for reconsideration. You did on the one motion, and in fact, I granted your motion for reconsideration.
That was
on
our motion.
I did. I granted...
We did not move
for
reconsideration.
That was their motion.
We have not filed any motions to reconsider in this case.
That was their motion for reconsideration, which I denied. But I said I denied it, or I indicated a bias towards denial is what I did. held it open with a
so this is a disaster for that scumbag George Soros.
That made it okay.
We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with the big news. They're planning to cut your power off. We'll see if the Republicans will stop them. I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. That means you've only got 10 days as of taping this to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling items. We have Winter Sun at 50% off. So good for your body, so good for your immune system. 50% off. We have Ultra 12 at 60% off. That is the lowest we've ever gone. It is so good for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your whole body taken out of the tongue. 60% off. We've got a bunch of products sold out for a long time, like Brain Force Plus back in stock. 50% off, and we have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now Bone Broth Plus, so it's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 20% off, and it's even stronger than the last formula we had. It is amazing for your whole body, amazing for your joints, amazing for inflammation, and it funds the InfoWar, which is so important in the fight against the New World Order. So thank you all for your support. With supply chain breakdowns, I recommend you get your Christmas shopping done now and have it done, and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
Harping on the wars
we
fight.
Harping on the wars we fight. Griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind him switching sides and standing up in things they believe in.
Listen to Merle Haggard's voice.
Running down my country, man, they're walking on.
You know what's crazy about watching Texas change and begin to have everybody empty out from New York and California to it? I know Merle Haggard was from Oklahoma, which is North Texas around here. But I remember growing up with all the grandpas and great-grandmas, and all those people are dead now. And they weren't trying to sound and talk like that. That's what they sounded like. Like, I have this raspy, you know, blown-out voice, and I talk fast because I grew up in the modern world. But they didn't. None of them talked fast. They just all had such pretty voices, like Merle Haggard. And they're all gone. They were all really funny, too. And they were good people. I can't imagine them seeing a world like this today and what they think of it. This country did used to be really great. But now it's been poisoned by the New World Order. I know it's our job to try to save it, but we've got to reach out to God, because only God can make that happen. All right, you talk about walking on the fighting side. When I was given this about a week ago, or more than a week ago now, by Rob Dube, and I read it one time, and I said, listen, we got to do a special broadcast about this, because then millions will pay attention. Millions are tuned in, but then millions will say, hey, this is important. I might want to tell somebody about this. And then I was scanning back over this earlier, and it made me think of so many things I need to get to add to this. Because if I only show you part of this, I will be basically just doing them a favor. Because let me describe how this works. They do these different global drills, and it's like see-through overlays, like you'd have in the old-fashioned schools with a projector on the wall, where you put down questions, and then there's blank spots you put down later, another, and it's got the answers there. It's like coded, but very lightly coded. Like maybe one word out of 50 is missing. I mean, here's an example. We really need to take over the system and cut off the resources so that there's a smaller population. And now we're going to carry it, and they leave the word out. I mean, that's an oversimplification, but when you look at the different UN documents, they all tell you 99% of what they're going to do. I mean, they state it. And then when you read other documents, you go, oh my God, that one fits exactly in with this one. And then they've got footnotes mentioning the other document. So this is a big, long-term strategic plan. that we warned everybody about, that we told everybody about, that's now here. I mean, I remember I made the Obama deception. Gosh. Yeah. Over 12 years ago. He came out right when he first got elected. And we say, here's the UN plan to bring in a world carbon tax and only let you have meat a few times a year. And like it's from the plan. And people are like, come on, Alex, that's never going to happen. And then, of course, now they're on TV everywhere saying, do it. They have a plan to shut down every part of the U.S. economy until you're totally dependent on them, living in a 200-square-foot building, getting half the calories you need, no vitamins and minerals, filled with deadly shots to get self-driving 18-wheelers that'll make deliveries of synthetic foodstuffs to you that are designed to poison you. This is a reclamation program to absorb us and kill us and phase us out. And so I've got the UN document right here. And it's such a paradox that if I tell you the name of the document, then no one will care. But if I say I'm not going to do it like Q does and make it esoteric, well, then everyone will want to know what's in the folder. That's weird. See, I don't operate like that. I just tell you straight up what's going on instead of all this creeping around business. But this is a declaration of war against humanity. And I really need to do a good job breaking it down. In fact, maybe I won't do an emergency broadcast. Maybe I'll just do like a 10-minute report on it and just boil it down. But I don't know how you cover this in just 10 minutes. I mean, every page is a freaking criminal admission of total genocide. And then I can show you all of the articles in the news promoting each bit of this, and now it's being implemented. You know, folks, they're not just trying to censor us because they want to get Donald Trump out of office or because they, you know, want control. They want to kill you. And they've war-gamed the whole plan out how to incrementally cut off all the resources while they pose as the savior and while they get more power through each phase of the takeover. And then I sit here covering this, and it's so amazing to be under attack in a war that's declared, and we've got all the documents. I mean, have you read Klaus Schwab's book? I've read four of his damn books. Every book he's written. You'll own nothing. You'll have nothing. We're going to get rid of the family unit. We're going to sterilize everybody. We're going to put microchips in you to buy and sell using the threat of a virus. And then he's on TV saying all this as well. They're devaluing the currency. They're collapsing the borders. They've already shut off most of the power plants in the United States where we have no redundancy, and now they're saying you're ready for a dark winter. Oh, and I love how I just threw Klaus Schwab's book, The Great Reset, COVID-19, Great Reset on the ground, and I'd forgotten it's got a bunch of Zimbabwe notes in it. You know, $100 trillion, $10 trillion notes that by the end of their inflation, you would need $10 trillion just to get a loaf of bread. $100 trillion to stay in a hotel. That brings us to the big subject when we come back. I'll hit it all the inflation announcements, everything and what it means. But it's all, remember the UN at a World Food Summit in Beijing. Was it like 1993? I can't remember the exact date. You can pull it up. That's what I want to dig up and get all the past stuff on this to give me the current stuff when I do the report. And the head of the UN food program said, we're going to use food as a weapon to bring in global government. I mean, they've told you, but here's the plan. All war gamed out to collapse the world food supply, and now they've done it with the global lockdowns that are still ongoing in the third world, and then they're the saviors, and the UN takes over. every aspect of food production run by the UN, not just the medical system, and the UN telling you publicly what you can talk about concerning COVID-19 and the so-called vaccine. I mean, you just wake up and you're under corporate world government run by the UN. But here is the name of the document, one of the documents that no one's talked about. This is a war game just like lockstep of how they'll take over. Food chain reaction, a global food security game. And they describe how it's going to collapse and what they're going to do during that, how the UN will take control using it. And really, it's a war game battle plan of the takeover of society. So I don't care about breaking this. Really, nobody else except a few obscure shows I want to get on and give credit to have even known about this. And of course, we've seen all the policies in the real world, and we've seen the statements and all that. But this all explains how they do it years ago, and now they're doing it in live time. Speaking of live time, when we come back on the other side, I am going to go right into the war that America's under and the Democratic Party cutting our energy off right now as we speak. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I say at the start of the broadcast today, globalism is the disease. Everything else bad happening is a symptom of that. So let's talk about inflation. Let's talk about our energy being cut off. Let's talk about where that's taking us and why the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve and other companies it controls like BlackRock are doing this. Well, here's an example. Here is, going back more than a decade ago, Zimbabwe Reserve Bank with $10 trillion and $100 trillion banknotes. Now, why did the dictator do that? Well, because over time, he could issue money to himself and buy up real things. But over time, because he overprinted money, it became worthless. It became not even worth the paper it's written on. And so the private central banks of the world have been rapidly devaluing currencies while they buy up all the real infrastructure, and then they leave us holding the devalued dollar and the inflation. Yeah, there's footage out of Zimbabwe with wheelbarrows, just like happened in Weimar Germany in the 20s, early 30s, happening yet again. So let's just go over some headlines that tie into this, then I'll go back into them. Millionaire with many homes calls for you to pay a lot of money and make major sacrifices to save the planet. And he's at 1 foot above sea level at Martha's Vineyard, which he said would be flooded over a decade ago, but it didn't. All lies. That's Obama. CPI preview. Brace for the highest number in decades of inflation. Here's another one. U.S. food bank struggle to feed hungry amid surging prices. Associated Press. U.S. consumer prices soared 6.2% in the past year, most since 1990. And that's Cook numbers that they heavily manipulate. And I won't go into how they do that, but most of you know. They change what's in the index. They play a bunch of games. Biden starts to freak out about soaring inflation, orders economic council to reduce energy cost, and I'm not joking, by shutting down more pipelines. They already shut down the Keystone that took over a decade to build, $14 billion. And now they're shutting down thousands of other support lines and other major pipelines, thousands, hundreds of big ones, thousands of spurs, ending all new oil and gas drilling permits, and it gets worse. One of the main lines out of Canada that supplies oil, gasoline, and natural gas to Michigan that then refines it and sends it all over the Midwest, but particularly Illinois, it, ladies and gentlemen, is to be closed. Biden draws criticism over possible plan to shut down oil pipeline as winter approaches, MSN. No, he said he was going to do it. Biden shutting down Pipeline 5 could send gas prices surging. But don't worry, he's going to fix it. That's why they've already doubled. He's on the job. It's his job to shut the country down. How shutting down a key pipeline could worsen Biden's fuel crisis? Think so? It's like, here, if I put a bag over your head or strangle you, you might die. Incredible information. If I run over you with a truck, it might hurt you. Biden might close Michigan pipeline, White House admits, after calling report bogus. That's what they always do. It's psych warfare. But it gets better. We have a clip of this. Let's cue it up. Biden comptroller nominee, who's a communist, on oil and gas industry, we want them to go bankrupt if we want to tackle climate change. We're talking about bankrupting America. You see India and Mexico and China, and 160-plus other countries don't make any climate cuts. It's not about the climate. They're all allowed to operate because the globalists started to control them. It's the first world they're capturing under an embargo, under siege, under war. Joe Biden's nominee for comptroller of the currency said the quiet part out loud during a seminar earlier this year, admitting that the oil, coal, and gas industries must go bankrupt to implement their Green New Deal agenda. This is just communists cutting off the infrastructure, and I have trouble pronouncing her name. It's Sally Amarova. So here is the communist Solowinski, Cloward and Piven operative, knowing damn well what she's doing. Something foreign countries couldn't do. Something foreign navies couldn't block our goods coming in. But now our own system, just run by globalists, is literally destroying the country's currency, its name worldwide, dissolving its borders, cutting off the energy, and they're saying massive power outages this winter. Get ready for it again, because the feds don't let the states go above a certain amount of coal use. And they're shutting down the final plants as we speak. So Texas, this year, remember in February, said, we got a big blizzard coming. We need permission to up our power. You could be arrested if you don't get authorization. And the feds said, no, you are not allowed to up your power because the earth, all made up crap, and you saw the power go out. It's all an exercise of will and control over us. And now a record Arctic blast is coming, and the feds are saying again to Texas and other states, you can't up your power. An act of war. War. This isn't an accident. He approves a Russian pipeline, says no to an American pipeline that's already built. So here is this monstrous communist. Here it is.
For certain troubled industries and firms that are in transitioning. And here what I'm thinking about is primarily coal industry and oil and gas industry. A lot of the smaller players in that industry are going to probably go bankrupt. In short order, at least we want them to go bankrupt if we want to tackle climate change, right?
Yeah, it's really about getting rid of all the small players. You know, BP is the main funder of all this, along with Saudi Arabia. Oh, why is that? Because they're global and they ain't shutting crap down. But in the United States, we were the number one energy producer in the world because we have what? Small companies, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of small oil companies and gas companies. Probably a third of my family in Texas has worked in wildcatting and for big companies, small companies. I mean, that's why I know about the business. And so I understand it. And so it's the big multinational companies that want to shut it all down. And you've got a dirty little communist who came to America so she can reenact communism. She's admitted Marxist, Leninist, Maoist. And she's just so excited about, she decides who goes bankrupt. She decides who doesn't exist. She decides who goes away. She decides. She decides. And this is how this world works, ladies and gentlemen. She'll starve you to death in a minute. Just like the kulaks in Russia. Because she wants that power and control. And Klaus Schwab says, we'll cut off their food. They'll control them and they will accept the Great Reset. They think the public's so stupid that when the lights go off this winter, that Biden won't get the blame. But even if he gets the blame, he'll go away. He's the puppet, you see. He'll go away. Meanwhile, when we come back, they say they're going to cut our power off and take your cars to save you from racism. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, not just the racist roads, but racist trees. And there's more. Now, it doesn't make sense. That's you know, it's meant to be mentally ill. And you think that's crazy. Well, you grew up in a half-sane world. Your children are being taught in almost all the public schools and many private schools literally that they're bad because they're white, or literally they're owed something and a victim because they're black. But don't worry, the big mega corporations, they're going to save you. They're taking all your real rights and replacing them with made-up crap. If a hurricane is smashing into the Gulf Coast, and I make the prediction that it's going to cause flooding, that's not a prediction. You know it's a hurricane. You know it's got a lot of water. It's going to dump. It's going to cause flooding. So it wasn't a prediction 20 months ago when I said the UN order to lock down the world economy is going to cause a chain reaction that's going to cause supply chain problems for years that's going to starve tens of millions to death. And now it all happened. 25 million extra dead, hundreds of millions on the verge of starvation, and the UN that ordered it's running around being the savior.
Listen, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And now the first world's becoming the third world. So listen to me now. We've got the highest quality storable foods at the lowest price you're going to find, ready to ship to you right now at 10% off until November 15th. But after that, the prices are going up. We cannot suppress prices anymore. So protect yourself. Get high quality storable food so you're self-sufficient and fund the InfoWar today at 360Win at InfoWarStore.com. It's time to get your food.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to hit the key right now. And again, I don't feel worthy to be bringing you this information. I can't believe how out in the open it is, how they admit it's what they're doing. How they admit it's meant to consolidate and totally take control for mega corporations and meant to starve billions of people to death. And then they're going to use the people fleeing the starvation to then take us over in replacement migration. I mean, this is total war by the managerial class against the people at the behest of the psychotic ruling globalists. You know, that big COP26 global climate conference they just had in Europe with the 400 private jets that flew to it. Where Obama gave a speech about how you shouldn't be allowed to even have heating in your house, but he's got seven houses and everything. I mean, it's just a sick joke. Report, A group of diesel gas generators are hidden from public view behind screens at the hashtag COP26 climate conference. Why didn't they use wind or solar to power the event? So they're only going to cut your power off, folks. Big article on InfoWars.com from ZeroHedge.com. A severe blast of Arctic cold could impact U.S. next week. Weather Observer, Electroverse, is forecasting a severe blast of Arctic air to encompass parts of the U.S. lower 48 beginning late next week. And, of course, they're pointing out that we need the feds to up the amount of energy we can use. But have you heard the governor of Texas and others go and complain and even point out that the feds wouldn't up the amount of power that the generators could do? And why is that there? And why is Texas under this greenhouse gas carbon crap? No. Not a word. It's because he's been given huge awards and huge amounts of money from the windmill boondoggle scam operations of T. Boone Pickens. Here's another one. Buttigieg is right, says the London Independent. America's roads are racist. Ted Cruz and Tucker Carlson are pretending to misunderstand. American Medical Association pushes pro-critical race theory materials in health equity guide. Then they gaslight you and say it doesn't exist when you don't want it. DOG launches probe into racist sewage. I'm not joking. RT reports the U.S. Department of Justice has launched our first ever environmental justice investigation looking into companies on behalf of black residents in rural Loudoun County, Alabama, about the disparate impact on waste disposal. Sanitation is a basic human right, and no one in the United States should be exposed to the risk of illness and other serious harm because of inadequate access to safe and effective sewage management. As they try to shut off our infrastructure, as the feds pass laws to put all these high-tech scrubbers on the water systems, but then add deadly toxins in on top of it, bankrupting these systems that break, then if there's any sewage overflow or problems, well, the feds will just indict somebody. All part of weighing the system down till it breaks. And then here is the UN putting out a report on how they're going to use the credit cards to force you, it's already begun, to pay carbon taxes. Our understanding of the impact of reshaping all commercial activity on Earth. The economy provides leading impact data services for individual corporations to help educate, engage, and reduce environmental impact, lifestyle impact, transaction impact, corporate impact, product impact, surveillance of what you buy and what you do to begin the taxing of it via its carbon system. Go read it from the UN right here. It's all being rolled out. Oh, surveillance and Big Brother's never been so sexy as it is now. Here's another one. Africa to become a testing ground for trust stamp, vaccine record, and payment system. It's the trust stamp digital app, which will soon be a chip. This is all being reported with all your biometric data in it. They're rolling it out on poor people first, ladies and gentlemen. Africa becomes the first testing ground for trust stamp, vaccine record, and payment system. And Utah has announced it here. ID 2020 and the Partners Launch Program provide digital ID with vaccines. Oh, my goodness. MasterCard joins Blockchain Digital Identity Alliance. ID 2020 to begin the carbon tax. Personal carbon allowance revisited. Nature Journal of Sustainability. It's all in here. Welcome to the CO2 monitoring credit card that cuts you off at your carbon max. Personal carbon allowances. Oh, the global methane pledge to tax humans for your methane and cows, even though it's part of the atmosphere and a good gas. No, 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 no. Everything carbon's bad. This is from the UN and from Biden signing the global methane pledge. And here's all the countries that signed it. But notice they're not going to follow it. It's only be Western countries that insert large tubes up the rear ends of cows to collect the methane and then pump it back into mine shafts because it's so deadly. When animals producing methane has always been part of the atmosphere and is needed on the Earth to actually trap heat on the Earth so we don't have a new ice age. But by listing that, they're able to come after everything. And then here it is, the Global Methane Pledge on the UN's website, where you can learn about how evil this is and how they're going to stop that evil gas that comes out of insects, humans, fish, everything. It's just so evil. But, oh, what's good is silicon. It's wonderful. Biden unveils new rules to curb methane, a potent greenhouse gas from oil and gas operations, and your farm, Washington Post. Yes, can't allow it. Oh, but the big companies, they'll still operate. They'll pay the tax to themselves, to one of their subsidiaries, and then everybody else gets shut down. See how it works? Joint U.S.-EU press release on global methane pledge. UN to sharply cut methane pollution that threatens the climate and the public health. Oh, yes. There's too many of us who want to kill us, but this will save us. EPA's proposal to reduce climate and health harming pollution from the oil and natural gas industry by now moving against carbon dioxide and methane. Those evil plants can't get that evil carbon dioxide they need. No, no, no. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. And, of course, what's the Great Reset do? Oh, all these folks that want to take a poison shot? Now you know why the shot's so toxic, because they could have just set up a world ID with a placebo, but they want it to hurt a bunch of folks, so smart people all get fired or quit their jobs, and everything breaks down again as well. Here's an example. New York City fire truck availability down to 55%, manpower shortages due to vaccine mandate. New York firefighters, and now up to half of major utility worker groups are being fired because they won't take the shot. And so now when the ice comes and the regular storms and there's power outages, you'll be in the dark two or three times longer. Just getting used to that. After all, what's Biden's new comptroller nominee say? We want you to go bankrupt. That's a quote. Because then we can dictate total control. Oh, but here's the clip of Obama. Obama, owner of giant Martha's Vineyard and six other houses. There is one thing that should transcend our day-to-day politics, and that's climate change. Yes, yes, just, you know, we are all going to die if we don't let you run our lives. And they just distract everyone with racism investigations while the global lockdowns killed 25 million extra people and counting, most of them Africans. But, oh, it doesn't matter because the corporations all have black spokespersons. That's what matters. That the black folks are doing really great, ladies and gentlemen. They've got corporate spokespersons, they're now being used as literal camouflage for the New World Order. Every commercial, every ad, every corporate spokesperson. So that, oh, if you don't like what AT&T is doing, spying on you, or if you don't like the deadly fighter shot, well, I mean, look, we got a black spokesperson. Nancy Pelosi blasted for failing to wear masks while attending lavish wedding. Well, I mean, she's a supreme leader. All right, we got a bunch of other news here. On a fat, comfortable military is a woke military. Also, Navy SEALs file a lawsuit. And we've got a bunch of other breaking news. I've got some more information on the Astro Freakout Devil event as well and more straight ahead. And then Mike Adams has got big news he's breaking in the fourth hour, only 15 minutes away.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
InfoWars.com. Biden admin Surgeon General attacks Matthew McConaughey for not vaccinating his children. We'll get to that in a moment. Very important. But first, if you see this article, you ask yourself, well, why does it matter? Why is it a news story in the alternative media? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because it is a black basketball player, female player, punching a white player because, quote, her mother told her to because she was mad that their team was losing. Bad sportsmanlike conduct. My point is that we've had white players hit black players and black players hit white players. This type of bad stuff goes on. The fact is, though, the liberal media, if a white person had cold cocked a black person, it would be racial attack, top news story, all over the news. Hell, there's videos out there where, like, a little white kid will hit a black kid, it's national news. But when it's the other way around, it doesn't become national news. So that's why the Internet is pointing all of this out. But again, attacks on whites was 10 to 1 black on white. Now it's close to 20 to 1 in many cities because a lot of black folks have been taught whites are inherently Nazis and evil. They deserve to be attacked. Now, most black people aren't like that. But the left promoting this and saying it's a good thing and saying George Floyd and all these people are heroes has legitimized a lot of racial attacks on white people. And you see critical race theory put out by even AT&T saying whites are inherently bad. I've also seen a trend. without even looking for it, on the internet, on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube, on Jimmy Kimmel, on Trevor Noah, on all these shows, John Oliver, that, oh, look at the poor babies. They don't like being held now for 9 months, many of them in solitary confinement, up to 30-plus hours at a time. And Kimmel makes fun of the guy going, wow, he says he was held in solitary confinement for 30 hours a day. He doesn't even know there's 24. No, it's in the court that sometimes they're held up to 2 days without being let out of the cell for even 1 hour. That's solitary confinement. That's maximum security prison stuff. For some of the people, didn't even hit anybody. And it turns out a lot of the stuff we heard was lies. And they're there promoting the police state like it's the best thing they've ever seen. Marjorie Taylor Greene, again, had a very short clip of this, and it was on the news. They were attacking it. Here it is.
They saw me, and they just started yelling and cheering and clapping and crying. And looking in their eyes was like looking at people who thought that they were forgotten and they had lost hope.
Now let's talk about what's really going on. Remember AOC went down to the border and said children were drinking out of toilets and it was an empty facility. It wasn't a toilet. It's a toilet system with a sink and a water fountain at the top. It's three different water systems. Congress people go around the world to see if countries are abusing folks. And they go tour things. They've not been let in for months. They've never been let in to get an actual tour and actually meet with the people or see their conditions. Again, another sign of serious North Korea-style control. But to see these attacks is just so dangerous. And the left loves Julian Assange being in solitary confinement for many years and basically totally mentally ill and dying with his teeth all falling out. They love the SWAT teaming of James O'Keefe and the destruction of journalism. They love it. They're authoritarians. They've teamed up with the establishment to loot the country. And they think they'll be part of the ruling class when the nation completely collapses. The country is at war. We're on our last legs. We're being destroyed. I don't say that to demoralize you. I say it so that Congress and legislatures and the better senators we have will stand up and be leaders and say, this is wrong. This is out of control. This is classical tyranny. This has got to stop. And instead, they make these type of jokes. I mean, this is everywhere. This is from Twitter. The bad guys of the January 6th have changed their tune. On one side, they've got like a rabid attack dog, says Proud Boys before and during January 6th insurrection. And the next to it, Proud Boys crying and begging for leniency after January 6th. Here's another one. No, they were crying for mom. And it shows a guy, F your feelings, wearing a MAGA outfit. Now he's behind bars saying, this isn't fair. I want my mom. All dehumanized. Many of them don't even have trial dates. Held 9 months in solitary confinement. And then meanwhile, convicted child molesters running around shooting at people and burning things down. They worship them. Oh, they're a child molester. Oh, they're good. Kyle Rittenhouse is bad. Oh, George Soros loves the child molesters. It's just totally sick. But this is their takeover and them rubbing our noses in it and getting us used to collapsing borders and getting us used to the dollar not buying as much and getting us used to the power going off and getting us used to weird, creepy dudes in clown outfits for drag queen pedophile story time coming and just and white people are racist and America sucks and we're getting rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. No borders, no walls. And he was ill. All of it to demoralize you. So the answer is to go out and not be demoralized. The answer is to support independent media. The answer is to pray for an awakening. The answer is to call on the talk radio and go speak at the state house and to demonstrate and to rally and to go to your church and demand they cover real issues and to say no to their poison death shots and let them know that we've got God and we've got our love of country and that we're not going to submit to them and that we understand they want to break our will. And instead, we're going to take the challenge and stand up like I've been doing and work even harder and more intense to fight these monsters and never submit to them and never back down. And I got to tell you, in this battle, they're losing, and that's why they're panicking and throwing everything they've got at us right now. I know you guys brought me the Matthew McConaughey article in, but I just don't see where it was put on the right. All right, here it is. No, I don't have it. It's fine. I can read it off my phone. That is Biden admin surgeon general attacks, and that is Team Girl basketball. Just I'll read off the phone. It's no problem. I'm not mad. I mean, I know you brought it into me. I just, you know, it's not here. I mean, I have problems sometimes. I get so many articles out here on my desk that stuff just moves around and I can't find it. I can read it off my phone. A little bloodless tracker system. No problem. It is a very important John Bound report up on Infowars.com that really says it all. Yeah, I'll just keep going to the next hour. I'll reprint it for me, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. Reprint it for me. I know you brought it in. I know you brought it in for me. But I don't have it now. So just isn't working out. Oh, God. Boy, there's so much news here, too. Let me do this, or he won't be on the air. This is what the system really hopes that you don't tune into and that you don't take action with. And it's this information. We need funds to continue to keep this broadcast on air. And we can't do it without you. And we've also got great products that you really, really need for you and your family. So I'm just going to ask the listeners to think about the broadcast and think about what it means to the fight against these tyrants so that we can continue to stay on air at the same time you get great products. So we have the Black Friday sale. Just go ahead and bring it to me. Here, I'll come get it. No problem. Thanks a lot. Anyways, back to what I was saying. We can't stay on air and we can't operate and we can't fight these tyrants unless we're on air. And everything the enemy's doing is trying to shut down the pro-human resistance. And so all I'm asking you to do is take the best articles and the best videos and the best information and to hand share it with everyone you know and to text message it and to send it out on your email. And that's how we circumvent these monsters. You've been doing a great job. But we've got to then tell those that you give the information to that they need to get it out to other people as well. And that's what this comes down to. So again, double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, 60% off Ultra 12, Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock after 2 years being out. Rainforest Plus is back in stock, the Great Nootropic, 60% off. Infowarsstore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And then one more thing I want to add here. We are sold out of Brainforce Ultra that is super fast-acting, super strong, amazing nootropic. I mean, what it does to the mind, the clarity is incredible. That's why it's so popular. But we have a great supporter group that helps us order more so that when we run out, they actually have it still. And that's at 50percentoff.com. All one word spelled out, 50percentoff.com. And it's 50% off along with DNA Force Plus. That's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 50% off at 50percentoff.com. So I thank you and I appreciate you. All right, I'll cover the Matthew McConaughey news. It's really important when we come back. Then Mike Adams is ready to take over in hour number 4. Stay with us.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.